Southeast Radio's Business Matters with Carl Fitzpatrick.
Our final guest this morning is our resident economist, Mark Coleman. Mark, the government is expecting to record an 8.6 billion euro surplus this year, but how should it be used?
The Department of Finance sometimes is under the false impression that if you cut tax rates, you cut tax revenues. That's absolutely proven wrong. Time and time again, it was proven wrong in the 80s when we increased tax rates and the revenues actually fell. It was proven in the reverse case when we cut taxes in the early 90s and tax revenues rose. It was proven again during the global financial crisis where every time the government increased tax rates, taxes ended up falling below forecast, whereas when they didn't increase tax rates, the economy started to improve and tax revenues went up. So the way forward to improve the government's finances even more is not to increase tax rates, it's to reduce them, because that stimulates the overtaxed domestic sector, which will bounce back and yield a positive result in terms of higher tax revenues. So it's a win-win situation. And for a government that has 8 billion surplus, in an economy where savings are greatly exceeding investment, where the population is growing rapidly, where we've chronic infrastructure investment, we should not be running a fiscal surplus. And this is probably the biggest single mistake that government's made year after year. It wants to be seen as the good boy in Brussels with, putting the shiny apple on the teacher's desk by running a surplus. I get that mentality and I respect it, but it's fundamentally the wrong thing to do. When you have savings exceeding investment, when you've a healthy balance of trade surplus, merchandise trade surplus, and when you have a rapidly growing population with your infrastructure creaking at the sides, you should be actually running a deficit, provided you're running that deficit to fund capital spending, not current spending, and provided, of course, that you're project managing your capital spending properly so you don't get a repeat of the National Children's Hospital fiasco. The government should open the vaults, Carl. It should open it now, and it should do it for two reasons. One, providing well-managed infrastructure projects, and two, cut taxes. Get that big burden of austerity tax increases that happened between 2008 and 2013. Get that off everybody's back, or get as much of it off everybody's back. And I suspect that government poll ratings will improve dramatically if that happens.
Well, if you've just tuned in, that was our resident economist, Mark Coleman. And it's always great to hear his take on the latest economic happenings.
Southeast Radio's Business Matters with Carl Fitzpatrick.